Language Sense Enhancement. 1. Read aloud paragraphs 21 to 23 and learn them by heart. 2. Read aloud the following poem.
Giving Thanks. Author unknown. For the hay and the corn and the wheat that is reaped, for the labor well done and the barns that are heaped, for the sun and the dew and the sweet honeycomb, for the rose and the song and the harvest brought home. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. For the trade and the skill and the wealth in our land, for the cunning and strength of the working man's hand, for the good that our artists and poets have taught, for the friendship that hope and affection have brought. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. For the homes that with purest affection are blessed, for the season of plenty and well-deserved rest, for our country extending from sea unto sea, the land that is known as the land of the free. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving.
3. Read the following quotations. Learn them by heart if you can. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary.
Life is a festival only to the wise, by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
To give thanks in solitude is enough. Thanksgiving has wings and goes where it must go, by Victor Hugo.
Your friend is your field which you sow with love and reap with thanksgiving, by Cahil Gibran.
I like to compare the holiday season with the way a child listens to a favorite story. The pleasure is in the familiar way the story begins, the anticipation of familiar turns it takes, the familiar moments of suspense, and the familiar climax and ending. By Fred Rogers. 4. Read the following humorous story for fun. You might need to look up new words in a dictionary. It was the first time the blonde was eating Thanksgiving dinner without her family. Trying to reenact the tradition, she prepared a dinner for herself alone. The next day, her mother called to see how everything went. "Oh, mother, I made myself a lovely dinner, but I had so much trouble trying to eat the turkey," said the daughter. "Did it not taste good?" her mother asked. "I don't know," the blonde said. "It wouldn't sit still."